Thank you. All right. As I was sitting there when Denny was singing his song, the Lord just said to me, we're coming into a time where the scripture is going to be revealed, where whatever's been hidden in secret is going to be shouted from the housetop. So prepare for some things that you didn't know. Maybe some shocking events. Maybe some things you didn't think were possible. Just be open to that. I believe the Lord's spoken to me one thing. I'm not going to bring it up. Until I see it manifest, I won't speak it. But I'm thinking, okay, Lord, help us not to be surprised, because they've hidden a lot of stuff from us. So just don't be shocked. All right, Sunday morning, 3:6:22, the Prophet's Corner Uncut. The title of this is MAGA. MAGA. M-A-G-A. All right, so what the Lord said to me, I believe it was yesterday morning or the day before. In the elections, vote the team. Now, I want you to listen very carefully to this. It's not a long word, but it describes the church. In the elections, vote the team. The winning team, not the individual candidate. The individual may be a Christian and stand for moral and ethical things, but are they on my team? Team MAGA. I've selected Donald John Trump. Yes, the anointed one, to take out the evil and to issue in my 1,000-year reign here on the earth. Not only have I raised him up, but I have also raised up a team to stand with him, and they are anointed in their own areas to help Donald John Trump make America great again. I have also raised world leaders, 209 nations, to come on board the team to make their nations great again also. You've seen things. They've showed memes, pictures of people having on Make Australia Great Again or Make China Great Again or, you know, those kind of things. This is what you are observing in Ukraine and headed to China and to Taiwan. This is a worldwide movement, and there are many players, and they are all a team. The Alliance has been working together since COVID, using COVID as a cover to go in and clean out the dumps and blow up the dumps and rescue the children and make arrests. Take out the Fed, bring in the Sara Jasara, the reset. Not the great reset like the deep state. It takes a team, not an individual. Avoid your likes or dislikes about an individual. Does he belong on the team is what you need to be seeking me about. You need to be saying, Lord, who's on your team? Tell me who's on your team, and that's who I vote for. There are many good ones out there, but they're not chosen to be on the team. Get team-minded. How does the deep state succeeded? They have rallied together in their demented stuff. This team will get America over the finish line. Wait a minute. Well, it says get team-minded. This team will get America over the finish line as well as the other nations of the world. Avoid your emotions and especially avoid the mudslinging. Rightly discern what I am doing and get on board with it. A lone wolf, though they may be good, will not help this effort because the deep state players will snuff them out. That's why they're all gung-ho and they go to Washington and they end up being compromised. One can put 1,000 to flight, but 2, 10,000. Get on board and follow it through till the end. This is just my thought here. Several years ago, before the 2020 election, the Lord quickened me to listen to the president's rallies and listen to who he endorses. The ones he endorses are his team. Q is also part of the team to unite the patriots and keep them encouraged that there is a plan and there is a team at work behind the scenes. All right, the Lord continues. Are you willing to divide the team by voting what you think is best? Why do you think I have given you the petitions to speak over this nation? You're also part of the team, the spiritual warriors. Why do you suppose that all the president's that all the president endorsed in Texas won? Are they leading going into a runoff? They are the team that's going to finish the job that was started back in 2015, really before that. The president says in every rally that you will be so tired of winning, and he usually ends with, and all we're going to do is win, win, win. Make America great again. That came from me. The only reason that 2020 was lost was because it is part of the team's plan to uncover election fraud that has been going on for centuries. It would not have been possible any other way. A sacrifice had to be made for the team. This was not about the individual. It was not about Donald Trump's pride or anything else. There's another thought that I had. On election day, 11-3-20, I watched as the president showed up in Florida to vote, and I remember him looking into the camera and saying, I don't like to lose anything, and I remember saying, oh my God, what in the world is fixing to happen? When I saw his face and what he said, and then we saw what unfolded. He is not a loser, but a winner. He had to let them steal this election for the team, because he doesn't lose. Lord continues, this sacrifice will result in the big win. He had to sacrifice for the team and the big win. Time to get out of lone wolf mentality and get on my team. My team always wins, even if it's in the lion's den or facing a giant. How did Satan get America to this place? When you begin to awaken, what was one of the first things you saw? Kaepernick kneeling on the field. He sold out his team. This is what MAGA and Q have been all about. My people, all the same team, standing hand in hand and winning. See why what you think as an individual has to be weighed in light of what my will is? My church, my people say that they care what I think, but when push comes to shove, it is usually what they think that is the deciding factor. Now you can see why Satan was able to divide and conquer. My body stopped being a team. A house divided against itself cannot stand. Swallow your opinions and take one for the team if necessary. Avoid an independent spirit. Tell you what, that says it all. There's no bigger place in this world of infighting than the church. Brother against brother, leader against leader. Everybody's got something to say. If what you say is not in line with their opinion, or you're a false prophet, if you don't say it just the way I think you ought to say it. This is the church's attitude. It has been for so long. It's no wonder that we hadn't gone down before this. It is a wonder. We need to be a team. Okay.